Welcome to the C-List Villains, your cultivators of the comic culture. I'm your host, AJ, and we've got Luke in the building tonight. E-Man cannot make it. He'll be out of commission for a little while because of his work schedule, and we're thinking Red is sleeping and just didn't wake up for the show or something. We don't know where he's at.
He went to bed early.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just dive right into it. I mean, we're going into the finale of Moon Knight, and I was about to fall asleep watching that last night. Terrible episode, if you ask me.
I wouldn't go so far as to say terrible, but
give us your complete thoughts on the show, on this the show overall, and last night's episode.
First of all, I can't keep track of all the god names. I just can't. I mean, there's Khonshu, and then that's about it. I'm done past that. The alligator animation, what was her name? Tarouet?
Yeah, Tarouet. No, wait. Wasn't that the Hippo?
I don't know. It wasn't that bad. They went kind of kaiju-y, but...
Did you watch did you stay through to the end credit scene?
I did, but I can't really remember because it was super late.
It was the third personality was the driver for Khonshu.
Oh yes, Jake. What? Yeah. Llewellyn or something.
Jake Lockley or something like that? Lockley. Or I don't know.
Yeah, it was I was a little disappointed with that. I was like, all of that and they just shoot him? Like,
you know, yeah. What was up with that? Yeah.
He just turned around and shoots him. And I was like, I guess Khonshu was letting him pull the trigger, but it seems like they would have done something a little more dramatic to
yeah, and the thing is also the alligator god is now bonded with Ethan Hawke, Harrow. I just call him Harrow. So you would think he has some sort of powers that can somewhat deflect a bullet
or something. I mean, because that was very underwhelming. That was like, okay, yeah, we're not coming. That would, you know what that was? That was, we're not coming back for a season two.
Yeah, yeah. At least Ethan Hawke isn't.
Yeah, at least Ethan Hawke isn't.
Yeah. And what was Mark Spector's wife, Lily? Was that her name or Layla?
Layla and the Scarlet Scarab.
Is that a new character or has that been around in the Marvel Universe?
I mean, she just looks like a female falcon. That's what she looks like without the head.
Yeah.
It's like the same iron wings.
Well, so I saw somewhere, I think it was on either Twitter or some sort of social media where like some Marvel fanboy had to bash DC and say something to the effect of like, Marvel did Wonder Woman better than DC. And I'm like, come on, really? There's no way. I mean, Gal Gadot has been a really good Wonder Woman. I mean, I'm not a fan of Wonder Woman 2, but the first one was good, and she's been good in all the other ones.
Yeah.
And Layla, they did show that she can fight, but not to the extent of her, all of a sudden she bonds with the hippo god, and now she's like...
Yeah, everyone's the avatar now.
Yeah. And then, like... When Mark Spector comes back to life, Stephen Grant says, I've learned a few things, and then all of a sudden he's like a mixed martial artist with the fighting sticks, and I'm like, what? Where did he learn all that?
I know, like immediately.
But yeah, I mean, I was not impressed overall. The show, a lot of people are saying they liked it. I honestly can't see what was there. I could say it was serviceable, but I can't say I liked it, you know.
It was at least a new look into a new part of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't go to New York, which I'm happy about. Or did they go to New York? I guess they did for a second, but in the dream sequence.
No, they kept it more so London. And then that was London, right, where Stephen Grant's from.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then Egypt, pretty much.
That was cool then. Yeah, that I did appreciate that because the New York setting does get pretty old.
Yeah, everything has to happen in New York. That makes no sense.
I would give the whole series probably a 7. And I didn't mind it. I think it's definitely not. I'm finding that it's like definitely skewing younger. All the Marvel shows are.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's fine. We'll give it to the kids. But we're definitely not seeing any, TV mature.
Yeah, yeah.
Like The Boys or, Batman or something. I don't know.
The thing is also, like, I'm not saying that they're starting to lose its cachet, but I mean, we were just talking off air that Doctor Strange, the reviews are mediocre, right? Mm-hmm. So it's almost as if, I don't want to say that Marvel has hit its peak, but it could be getting there. It's starting to get a little saturated, and the storytelling is not as entertaining for me, at least.
It's getting very saturated. It's getting very saturated, and I know they're saying that nothing has to connect to be entertaining, but it would be nice if they tied it in. They tied them in somehow. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, give us a Ghost Rider cameo. Let us know that they're in the same universe.
Oh yeah, that would have been cool. Do you think Oscar Isaac is done playing Moon Knight?
No, I don't think he's done. I think we'll see him again. I don't know if we'll see another series, but we'll see. We'll definitely see him for sure. I mean, he's Moon Knight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's a great actor, great age, great look for the role. He's. I think he was. I don't know if you could have cast him better. I just didn't love the direction the show went in, and some people loved it, and that's fine. I just didn't. Love it.
I'm agreeing with you on that. E-Man seemed to have really loved it, or at least liked it. You know?
Yeah, there's some people who are saying it's the best thing Marvel's ever done. I'm like, awesome. Those are the people that, had different upbringings and, view the world differently.
Yeah, and I do notice that a lot of hardcore Moon Knight fans are loving the show, and I think partly because there's a little biasness because they know that they've got to take whatever they can, because Moon Knight, I don't want to say he's an obscure character, but he's definitely someone that if you're not really in the realm of comic books, you may not know him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So yeah. The hardcore Moon Knight fans are definitely loving the show.
Because you've got your God tier, the A list, and then you've got like the B list on the ground, like, Daredevil and
Punisher, Batman.
Yeah, Luke Cage, all those guys. And then you just keep going lower and lower. I don't know. Where would Moon Knight be on that? I would probably put him on the B.
On the B. Although they made him fly last night, and I was like, I've never seen him fly before.
He's never flown before. So that was. Okay, we got Moon Knight can officially fly with the aid of Khonshu.
Yeah. What'd you think about the whole alligator battle giant kaiju thing?
It's so silly.
Yeah, it was, right?
I thought one was going to like pick up a pyramid and like clever with it or something. Grab the Sphinx.
Yeah, that was...
Pyramid, it like crumbles, Where's the rest of the city, though? Could the rest of the city not see it happening?
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Like, it just seemed like no one else in the city was panicking over, like, these two giant monsters.
Yeah, everyone was just going about their business. Meanwhile, these two huge, like, 500-foot-tall kaijus are battling it out.
Yeah, man. I would say overall the series, I'm gonna give it a 6. Last night's episode, I'm gonna grade it a little bit higher. I'm gonna give it a 7. I did like the battle, the fight between Harrow, Layla, and Mark Spector. I thought the choreography of the fighting was good. And I don't like the little, like, they black out and you don't know what happens. I want to see what he did. That would have been if they would have shown what exactly happened.
That's like the new thing everyone's doing.
Yeah. I mean, it cuts costs, I guess, right? Yeah.
Game of Thrones was famous for doing that, so I think everyone took note.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. What's after that? Now we've got Doctor Strange. And then we've got Love and Thunder. And that's it for all Marvel-related stuff this year, right?
Shoot, there's got to be...
Oh, Miss Marvel.
Got Miss Marvel. Kamala Khan.
I don't think I'll be watching that at all, though.
I will not be watching Kamala Khan. She looks adorable. I love the casting. Love everything about the character. But it's for teenagers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's Riverdale, you know, it's like.
It's not totally that that's bad, because I think her comic is it should be geared towards teenagers because she's a teenager, you know.
Miss So's here. What's up, Miss So? Yeah, she's a total teenager. Just fawning over boys and figuring life out. Awesome. Do your thing, girl.
There's no other Marvel shows out after that, right?
No, Marvel 2022. Outer Range. Herbs knows what's up. Outer Range is good.
It looks like Herbs and Miss So. Miss So spoiled Strange for herself.
Wakanda Forever is supposed to come out November.
Really?
I'm doubting, highly doubting that, but.
And Herb says that he pirated and canceled. Okay, yeah. that sucks that it's a meh review. I'm watching it on Sunday.
Guardians comes out a year from today.
Oh, wow.
And then the Marvels comes out 2 months later. And then Fantastic Four is actually listed as TBA. So Fantastic Four is on the schedule.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of interesting. And then there's 3 other untitled Marvel films for 23.
You haven't seen any of the spoilers for Strange, right?
I just saw one with, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it would have been that big of a deal.
Okay. Does it tie into Fantastic Four?
Oh, She-Hulk's coming out too this year.
Oh, that's right.
She-Hulk, which I like that. I like that. I like that a lot.
But they haven't shown anything for that though.
Not a single thing, which is I'm fine with that. I don't even like trailers.
No?
No, I hate trailers.
I like watching trailers.
I like to be completely in the dark. It's all new for me. I can just go in and bathe in the brand new information.
So what day do you think you might watch Strange if you can watch it?
Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Friday or Saturday.
What about, are you looking forward to Obi-Wan?
I'm actually kind of not.
Really? Wait. I need to know why.
I have severe Tatooine fatigue. I am done being on Tatooine. I want to get off that world. I just But then again, I love everything Ewan McGregor's in, so I'm gonna watch and instantly be hooked. But
I don't think it's gonna be. Well, there is gonna be a lot of Tatooine, but I don't think it's gonna. I think it's gonna be 50-50.
We'll That's see. Boba Fett got me bummed out. I didn't like Boba Fett, which really got me bummed out.
Yeah. And Mandalorian should be coming out soon, right? End of the year, maybe?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. They should be filming, if not wrapping up, filming it right now.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't asked you yet, but you're not going to Star Wars Celebration this year, are you?
Oh, in San Diego?
No, Anaheim.
Oh, in Anaheim? No, I'm not going.
Okay, I'll be there. So if you need anything, just let me know.
Dude, that is awesome. Wait, is it this Sunday?
No, the last weekend of May.
Oh, it's the last weekend. I gotcha.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll be there.
Oh, Sunday, you're gonna be there all 3 days?
Yeah. So I actually have, I bought the 4-day pass, but one of my coworkers is gonna go on Sunday or on Thursday, I should say. And then I'm going Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What is it? A con?
Yeah, you've never heard of it? Star Wars Celebration? Okay, so it's basically a Star Wars convention. It's the biggest Star Wars convention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The last time it was in Anaheim, I think, was like 5 years ago. And then before that, it was in Orlando, and I think it might have been in Europe a few years back.
So what is there to do for 3 days?
There's a lot of, well, I'm going to see if there's any exclusives, right? But there's a lot of panels, all the stars are going to be there. So I have a Stormtrooper helmet. I may bring it and just get everything signed by as many of the cast, because
that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, a lot of them, who knows when they're going to be, how much longer they're going to be around, you know?
Oh yeah, that would be so sick.
Yeah,
the only thing is that Stormtrooper plastic, does Sharpie rub off on it?
I have to do a test run for sure.
I think Sharpie might smudge on that shiny plastic. I wonder if you'd use like a paint pen or something.
Yeah, I've got a few paint pens, so I may have to use that.
That's done on like a corner, you know what I mean? And like like a two lines and then let it dry. And then
yeah. Miss So, yes. E-Man will not be with us on Thursdays, at least for at least a few months, I think. He's got this new crazy schedule where he's working 4 to 4. I don't know if it's 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. or 4 p.m. to 4 a.m., but either way, it's 4 to 4. And Red, I think Red fell asleep and just didn't show up for the show. Because we texted him and we sent him the invite. So, yeah. Oh, and then on Sunday of the con, I'm taking my nephew. So I want it to be like a relaxing day just so he could see all the stuff and then, you know, let him absorb all the Star Wars that he'll get to, you know, interact with all the characters and stuff.
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah, out of all the days I'm looking forward to, it's Sunday, actually.
Okay.
Just to walk around with him and then have him interact. Like, I asked him who he wants to see. First thing he says, I want to see Darth Vader and R2-D2. I'm like, all right.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Herbs is saying, yes, we all miss his inappropriateness. But yeah, I mean, other than that, we don't have anything else to talk about, do we?
Well, the House of Dragons trailer dropped.
I saw that. Go ahead.
I had mixed feelings on it.
I don't have the capability to play it, so I guess we could just talk about it. I saw it right before the show. Why are you having mixed feelings? Because it doesn't seem as dramatic or as action-packed?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I just have hurt feelings. I'm still butt hurt from the finale.
Well, I'll tell you what. If this season doesn't do numbers like previous seasons of Game of Thrones, I don't think it's going to last. I think this show could potentially get canceled.
Well,
you got the trailer up?
Can you see it? Okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and watch it.
Okay, let's see this.
Oh, it's you guys are sharing it.
What is this? Breathe. Mortal life. If not the pursuit of legacy.
I, Rickon Stark.
I, Corlys Velaryon.
I, Bormund Baratheon.
Promise to be faithful
to King Viserys
and to his named heir,
Princess Rhaenyra.
Rhaenyra Targaryen.
Men would sooner put the realm to the torch than see a woman ascend the Iron Throne.
We play an ugly game. You have the determination to win it.
History does not remember blood. It remembers names.
That's coming up.
That is coming up. Oh man.
And you're not feeling it?
No, I felt that.
Okay.
I the first time I watched it, I was kind of like, but I just watching it again. So excited. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, Miss So is looking forward to it as well. Is this this is the storyline of the Mad King then?
Yeah, that would be the Mad King. Yeah, Viserys was the or was it Viserys or Viserion? I don't know if that is the king that Jaime stabbed in the back. That might be because Rhaenyra's, I think, might have been earlier.
Yeah, because I thought that when they were saying the Starks, that was their father, but he looked pretty young.
Rickon, yeah, Rickon Stark. So that would have been Ned's, I think that would have, yeah, probably an ancestor. I don't even know if that would have been Ned's father.
Miss So saying, R.R. Martin's taking so long to finish the books. They needed something new. Oh, wait, that's right. He hasn't finished the last book, right?
Oh, he has two books. He has Winds of Winter and A Dream of Spring.
Do you think he'll even finish them?
It'll be impossible if he says in this schedule. I mean, Dance of Dragon came out in what, 2011, I think? So we're 11 years out. 2010, 2011.
Do you think it's just like, he's like, I've got all this money. Like, why even put the effort? Because I would just imagine, like, the drive is tough when he can kind of say the story's already been told. I don't need to write it out.
He said he was done 5 years ago. He said he was done. I think he wanted to see how the show ended. I think he's scared now with how the show ended.
I mean, he could always change things up. It's his own story.
I don't know. I don't know if he'll ever finish. Robert Jordan didn't finish. That was heartbreaking. George is... in his 70s, and just
yeah, I mean, it's got to be hard to write, put that effort when you're that old and you've got all this money, you know, it's like to have that creativity to keep writing, it's got to be tough.
Well, he's got a movie theater in Santa Fe, he's got a railway, he's got an art exhibit building, an art museum. He's got his own art museum. He owns like all of Northern Santa Fe.
Does he have kids?
No.
Oh man. Okay.
Him and his wife Paris. No kids. This has been his lifelong. He's been in entertainment since the '70s.
Really? I mean, I have no clue about his history.
TV writer in the '70s and '80s. And he used to go to Comic-Cons, all the early Comic-Cons he went to. New York, LA, San Diego.
So he was at the hotel ones when they were hotels.
He was at the hotel ones. He met every Stan Lee, you know what I mean? Can you imagine going to the Stan Lee in the '70s at a con? You could probably ask him to draw you a whole page. He'd be like, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, Stan, can you draw me Spider-Man and actually take your time doing it? Sure.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I don't think we ever even touched on this last week. But let me just put this here. R.I.P. Neil Adams. We didn't even get to touch on his death, but we do want to say our condolences out to him and his family, or to his family. I mean, not to him, but to his family. I was watching a live stream on his account earlier today. It looks like his kids are in pretty good spirits. So, but I mean, it's crazy how like. I was just watching him on Instagram like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, he drew up until the very end. He did not go quietly into the sun.
Yeah.
He burned brightly. He was a force. I love it. I love that he was still active and energetic all the way up until the end. And sadly, sepsis is very treatable. I don't know how. It could have gotten so bad, but
that's how he passed,
from complications from it. He had sepsis last year, and I'm sure you saw his looks and his health just take they fell off a cliff, and it was like, what happened, Neil?
Man.
So he struggled with that for a long time and finally succumbed to the complications from it. But
yeah, I mean, he had one of the, I mean, he's known for his Batman stuff and the art that he produced, especially for a lot of his covers back in the day. There's the famous Joker cover with him holding the card with Batman on the card. And then there's that one where there's a lady running and it looks like a Dracula-esque type of comic cover. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, I mean, he's done some crazy.
Yeah, he's done everything. He's done cereal boxes. He's done movie promos. He's done toy boxes. He's done everything. He's done so much art. That's why they can do bi-weekly Instagram sales and sell, you know, 30, 40 pieces twice a week of his art year round.
Yeah, and he was still working. It's crazy.
Yeah, and you do these sketch cards and you get an original Neil Adams for like $200.
Yeah. And not to mention all the stuff he did to fight for artists' rights. Not artists' rights, but for their pay.
Well, sure.
Yeah. I mean,
I got to meet Neil and his wife, and that's what was always so fun, was that it was just him and his wife. And I never caught him on a bad day. He was always so nice to me. I met him a few times. Really, really nice guy. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any expectations. You know what I mean? Especially these old artists like Howard Chaykin. Oh my God, that guy is so cranky.
I've met Howard Chaykin once. Yeah.
But he's like, I'll sign your sign for $10. I'm like, whatever, here's $10.
But I feel like he's playing a character, though. I don't know if that, like Steranko, right? Don't they say he's playing up his personality?
Well, Steranko, yes. Chaykin, no. Chaykin's Larry David. He's just who he is. That's Larry Davidson there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, again, condolences to Neil Adams' family. I'm hoping that DC will do some sort of, like, tribute to him as far as Batman covers. Maybe they'll get some artists to do some homages and stuff.
Or Superman, or that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy broke into the industry in the 50s. He was like a teenager. So he's been working since, I think, 58 solid till now.
Man.
And guys in the 80s and 90s that were regulars, I mean, you know, they were making big banks. So he had a condo, I think in New York. He had houses all over the place. The guy was well off.
Yeah. Ashton just said that he just got done watching Doctor Strange. We'll be watching it this weekend, so we'll probably do a review on it either Monday or Thursday. But let's see if Ashton's able to respond. Ashton, if you want to give us a quick little review on the movie, no spoilers, just your general thoughts on it, man. Oh, looks like he's got something up. Oof, that's not good. That is not
motivate. Yeah, main villain. That's where most movies screw up, is with the villains.
Yeah,
you focus so much on the protagonist that you kind of forget about the bad guy.
Yeah. Did you get any cool books this week?
Books? Yes, I think I did. I think I got some cool ones. Ooh, here's a cool one. Speaking of that, here's a Ghostbusters number one.
Is that like the number one? Like, I don't know anything about Ghostbusters. Is that like the very first?
From the 80s.
Oh, okay.
That's a fun book. And then on that same thing, I got a Ronald McDonald. Now, check that out.
Wow.
But now, get ready to have your dreams haunted.
That's very like...
Wayne Gacy, the serial killer. John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, that
ooh, boys and not girls, really cool. Do you want to come back to my house?
That's funny. You're just talking about Ronald McDonald. I was just talking to my girlfriend about that. And like, we'll watch those Jack in the Box commercials and they make Jack so cool. I'm like, how come you don't see Ronald McDonald in commercials anymore? And he's just too creepy.
Oh, look at the art.
Oh my gosh. Look at him.
He is talking to the little boys and girls. He's like, do you want to touch my goose? Look at the face. He wanted to touch my goose.
Oh, Ashton says he needs a ASM 43.
Oh, the Rhino cover, or he's like running. I know what you're talking about. I do not have one right now, though. Sorry, brother.
I picked up from the comic book store. I picked up Batman 123, and I picked up Twig. What is so big? I mean, I haven't read it yet, but is Twig really like this great story, or is it just
everyone's hoping for a Canto, rekindling of Canto?
Wow, I got it. I wanted to read it just to see what was the hype on this book,
but there was no hype on Canto. Canto was just there like
no.
There was no hype. Nobody knew it was coming. There was no exclusive, and it just was like, loop, here I am. Everyone's like, hey, it's adorable, Twig. It's like. Every shop has an exclusive. It's all over. Yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping for a good. I mean, for what it's worth, when Scotty Young does Image books, I haven't been disappointed with his storytelling.
No, and what's Middle West up to these days? Why isn't she? Why?
I think, yeah, you know, I kind of dropped off on Middle West, but that was a great story.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the next big thing.
Yeah. I don't know too much about The Me You Love in the Dark. I didn't read that one though. I heard it was great though.
Yeah, he's a good writer. He's getting kind of older and more wiser and has kids and whatnot. So,
yeah. I do have to say Batman 123, written by Joshua Williamson, one of my favorite writers. He's currently doing the Shadow War storyline with Batman, Deathstroke, and Robin. Man, it is a great storyline. If you're not reading Joshua Williamson's stuff on Batman and the Shadow War, it's a really good book. It's a fun read. It's not boring at all. So I suggest you guys read that.
Awesome.
But yeah, other than that, anything else you want to cover?
That was a good week. Can't think of anything else I want to talk about.
Yeah, I gotta get that hat, man. I gotta look up where I can get that hat, because that hat is sweet.
Just on the or lids.com probably has them.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we've got a pretty short episode. Usually when we have at least three of us, we can get the full hour in so we can get everyone's opinion. But Eman's going to be out for a little bit and Red just overslept or something. So we'll see you guys next week. We'll probably have a review on Doctor Strange. And then we'll probably talk some more comic book geek stuff. Until then, guys, see ya next week. Peace out.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Seedless Villains Podcast, your cultivators of the comic culture. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and email us at seedlessvillains@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or text us at 209-975-7597. Be sure to join Luke Week's Facebook group, Rare Keys and First Appearance Comics. And you can follow us on our two Instagram accounts, Seedless Villains and Seedless Villains Podcast. Lastly, follow the villains on their separate IG accounts, at Luke Weeks, at C-List Villainous Red, at C-List E-Man, and I am at AJ the Comic Collector. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next